Hello everyone, welcome to Just Getting By, episode 54, for Friday the 9th of December 2011. My name is Craig Jones, and I'm joined as always by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy, Craig.
How are you doing this beautiful, well actually I don't know what the hell kind of day Friday is going to be. How are you doing this indeterminate Friday afternoon?
It's Friday. TGIF.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yep. Okay, so let's just dive into it, because quite frankly, we are a little bit over in time, and then we record all these shows back-to-back, Monday's show, Wednesday's show, and Friday's show. We record at the same time on Sundays, the previous Sunday, so, and we have spent a long time on Wednesday's episode, so we will try to make that up on today's episode, which is not difficult, because we are in the doldrums of technology news. Nothing happens in December. You know how everybody always said that nothing happens in August? But then all that shit happened in August. Google bought Motorola. Steve Jobs resigned as CEO of Apple. And somebody bought somebody else. I'm forgetting now. Nothing happens in December, and true to form, nothing really is happening in December. But we have a few stories for you. So, Chemslave, I'm assuming that you have an internet browser open right now, right?
Yes.
What are you using?
Today, with which is shocking, because I normally don't use this browser, I'm actually using Chrome. But I'm only using it for the show, because there is Flash files, videos, and I have Flash uninstalled for Firefox.
But you typically do use Firefox, then?
Yes, it is my go-to browser.
You are now in a minority. Well, you've always been in a minority, but because IE, Internet Explorer, was always the number one browser. But, yeah, you're not really. Among the third-party, non-Microsoft browsers, you are now in a minority, because Chrome worldwide has surpassed Firefox as the second most popular internet browser.
Oh god, I might have to move to Slipe near now.
Oh god. Don't get me started. Okay, fine, I have to say this now. Why do some of these programs exist? Like, who the hell uses Opera? By the way, I shouldn't say that, because some guy who is listening to this right now is using Opera to listen to the show, is using Opera's built-in RSS feed to subscribe to our show. So thank you. I appreciate that. But I do want to ask you why are you using Opera? Go ahead and email us. Tell us why. I'm talking specifically to you, buddy or gal.
Oh my god.
I would just like to know, what the hell would make you use Opera? I mean, I don't mean that to be derogatory. I mean, I use some pretty niche programs as well. I'm sure Chemslave does. But when it comes to an internet browser, I've never been tempted by things like Opera or Sleepnir or Camino on the Mac, or you know, things like that. I have no interest.
I've always heard Opera's faster, but because it doesn't have as much crap, but pretty much, if it were to become popular, guess what? It probably would get full of all the crap that Firefox and now Chrome are starting to get bogged down with.
It's never been my experience that Opera's faster. I mean, I have tried it out on several occasions, and it's really never been my experience at all. So anyway, yeah, go. Whoever you are, please email us. For one, I want to thank you for subscribing to our show. And if you're wondering how we know that you use Opera, I have Google Analytics on the site.
We have now lost a listener, Craig. Thank you.
please don't leave us. Please. We can't afford to lose anybody. We have too few as it is. But you know, I can say this has always fascinated me. Like, people who use IE, I can get, because a lot of them either like it or don't know better. Most of them don't know better. It's like the default choice. People see that E, and they think of the internet.
But why don't they know better?
Because, well, some people are just not technically sophisticated. They just,
But why should they care about Firefox or Chrome or Camino or whatever? Sleipnir.
you're fascinated by Sleipnir, my God. Well, IE has traditionally been slow. It used to have security vulnerabilities, not anymore. The new versions of IE are pretty secure, but it's always been slow. And even Windows people, Windows columnists like Mary Jo Foley and Paul Theroux, for instance, both use Chrome. I wouldn't be surprised if a majority of Microsoft employees use Chrome or Firefox or something. IE is just, it's not extensible. Not really. I mean, you can install some extensions, but it's not easily done, and it's kind of a hack. It's just it's slow. The rendering engine is antiquated. It's just not a great experience. Firefox is better, and Chrome, in my opinion, is much better. I use Chrome. I love it. It's getting a little bit unstable, I must say. But even so, I like it a lot, and I think Chrome and Safari, and the other browsers based on WebKit are the future. And I think Firefox and IE are doomed to irrelevancy, and I think the Firefox is still the second most popular browser in the United States, by the way. This is worldwide we're talking about. But I think the trend is not in Mozilla's favor. And I just, I love Chrome, I must say. I love it. Although I must say on the Mac, I use Safari. I use Chrome whenever I need to look at a Flash video, like just like you do, ChemSlave. But usually I will have Safari open. But I just, that's just me. But do you have anything to say about the Chrome story before we move on?
Not really. I don't see the big issue deal about, oh, this one surpasses this one, unless it's like people that are using Firefox are leaving in droves, and Chrome is has become now the alternative browser supreme. I don't see a big issue right now.
Well, that's exactly what's happened.
So people have left in droves.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, or
Mozilla. Well, and if you think about the exponential growth of Chrome, it's been almost entirely at the expense of Firefox. Firefox, at its absolute highest, was had around 40%. Well, not maybe 40 is a little bit high. Had about 35% of the browser share in the United States, and Microsoft always had between 60 and 70%.
So,
Mozilla
if this is the case, wow.
is now down to about 23, 24%, and Chrome has just edged it out worldwide. And Chrome started a couple years ago at nothing. 1 year ago, it was at something. It was less than 10%. Actually, a year ago from today, Safari might have been more popular than Chrome. And if not, Chrome had just recently overtaken Safari, which has never been more than 7%. So no, Mozilla's not doing well. Firefox has nosedived. They've lost 10, 15% of their usage share, and it's not going in the opposite direction anytime soon. They're going to continue to fall.
That's sad because I love that browser.
All right, so Facebook is just on a roll. They're preparing to do an IPO. Excuse me. Oh God, getting a little hoarse. They're preparing to do an IPO, and it's rumored that they are planning on hiring thousands of employees next year. So, Facebook's interesting because they have the potential to become like a big, bloated, old-fashioned kind of company. And they're like the poster child of like new media. But we'll have to see what happens with them. But more timely, more to the point for today's episode, they have also bought Guava. Do you know what
What's that?
So I was just going to ask. So you don't know what Guava is, do you?
No.
Do you know what Foursquare is?
No, I know who Fourspring is, but I don't know who what Foursquare is.
You call yourself a geek? What is
what use is Foursquare?
Where the hell have you been? Now I'm kind of joking with you because I don't use Foursquare or Guava, but Foursquare is that check-in application. You go to a place and you check in.
Oh, that BS.
Yeah. Now I never liked that. Facebook tried to copy that and it didn't work out so well for them. So what they did was they bought a competitor to Foursquare, which is Guava. It's the same thing. It checks you into places. Guava tried to differentiate in the last few months with doing other things, but basically they just didn't catch on. It was a popular service, though. It was well known in the tech community, but it just was never as popular as Foursquare, and they were a target for various companies. It was rumored Google was looking at them, maybe even Apple, but Facebook finally bought them, and evidently, they're going to be added to the timeline team. You know about the Facebook timeline, don't you?
I've never used it.
Neither have I. It's actually not rolling out to everybody yet. You have to do this.
So, well, who cares? Playing devil's advocate, of course.
Well, that feature is going to be going out very soon to everybody. But currently, you need to use this, this relatively obscure website on Facebook to register for a developer account, and then you have to jump through some hoops. But a timeline is this feature where you upload a picture of yourself as a baby, and then it takes all of your information from over the years, and it creates this visual guide through your life. And I find it kind of creepy.
God.
Yeah, I find it kind of creepy myself, and at least unnecessary. But I guess this Guava team is going to be going to Timeline. So I don't know if they're giving up on personal check-ins totally. I don't know. But it seems like Guava's team is not going to where you would think in Facebook. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I don't know what to make of that yet. Just a brief follow-up on Apple. ChemSlave, the iPhone has had some battery life issues, the 4S in specific. But even the iPhone 4 and 3GS with the iOS 5. And
I've never had any issues, so I don't know anything about this.
Yeah,
from a personal point of view.
I sometimes have issues, but usually I don't. I've been pretty lucky. But evidently, Apple is testing iOS 5.1. They have that out in the beta channel. You can download that if you have a developer account. I do have a developer account, but I haven't downloaded it. I don't have any real need to. There's no feature addition or anything. It's just bug fixes. But evidently, it doesn't fix the battery life issue for the 4S, which is an issue. I must admit it is an issue. More interesting, though, there's a report that Apple is going to be integrating LTE with the iPhone 5 and the iPad 3. I just got to ask you, is anybody surprised at this?
I hope not.
I don't understand why this is a big deal. I know why it's a big deal, because everybody wants 4G iPhone hardware because that's the hottest stuff around. But actually, you know what, ChemSlave? It's not only the hottest stuff around, metaphorically, but with those iPhones that have battery life issues, oftentimes their iPhone is literally the hottest phone around.
Really?
Have you ever held an iPhone that's having battery life issues?
No.
Especially out of the case, it's weird. I mean. The glass conducts heat so well, you really feel how hot that phone can get sometimes. It's striking. So the few times I've had battery life issues, I felt it literally. But anyway, I'm distracting myself a little bit. Yes, I know why people care that Apple is going to integrate 4G technology, but it's going to be at a point next year that many people, most people, the vast majority of people in the country are going to have access to it on Verizon. And even AT&T, who is much slower at rolling out LTE, they should have at least some of the big markets covered by then. I don't see why this is a big deal. People should have realized that this is going to be when they do it. Oh, God. Well, you know what? I just realized we don't have very many stories here.
Nope.
I skipped over the hard drive story, but we might as well mention that because we're going to have like a 12-minute show if we don't. So Chemslave, you know about that tsunami? Was it a tsunami? I think it was, yeah, I guess there was a tsunami in Thailand, and it wiped out a lot of hard drive manufacturing plants. And it's starting to affect the prices of hard drives and the availability of hard drives, and it's now starting to affect Apple computers. Now that
Really?
the iMac is starting to see significant time delays now because the hard drive. If you go to Apple.com and get any iMac and select a 2 GB hard drive.
Terabyte.
Thank you. Thank
So I
you.
don't think they make 2 GB hard drives anymore, Craig.
I'm sure somebody does someplace, but yeah, no, Apple certainly doesn't make use of them anymore. Thank you for that. Yes, 2 TB. If you select a 2 TB hard drive, you will find that the wait is goes from like 1 to 3 days to like 1 to 3 weeks, and it's because of the shortage of these components, the 2 TB hard drive in specific. This is causing a lot of price increases as well. If you go out and try to buy a high, like a 1 or 2 or 3 GB hard drive, a terabyte, Jesus! If you, a 1, 2, or 3 TB hard drive today, you're gonna pay a lot more for it than you
Thank
would
God
have.
I built my new PC when I did, because I'd be paying a bit more
Yeah.
for the hard drive I have in there, because I have a 2 TB in there.
Yeah, no, you would have paid a lot more probably. So, there's that. There's not much to say about it though. You know what? We could probably have a nice discussion about this next story though. I'm not a big fan of the New York Times. I don't see what the big deal is. I think they are a liberal newspaper who doesn't do much investigative reporting anymore and just toes the party line. But they're a big paper. They are not doing as well as the Wall Street Journal, I might add. But they are an important news outlet, and they have, over the past couple years, instituted a paywall. You have to pay them money and a lot of money to get the New York Times on the iPhone, the iPad, and the web. And it's now putting more and more things into these services to make it to pressure you to what this one story calls level up to actually pay for the service. It used to be that you would have like 25 page views online on like a desktop web browser before you would have to pay for it or something. Those quotas are going down a little bit. And the New York Times is trying its damnedest to get its readers to pay them.
I think this article does not seem to be doing that. It's just sort of, if you connect your account with Facebook, you get preferred preferred like trusted status when you add comments.
I'll be damned. Well, I know I was definitely reading a story about this, about what I was just mentioning. I must not have crypted, though.
Or it might be somewhere further along.
No, I mean, we don't exactly have a whole lot of news stories here, so it's not difficult
Well, in
to.
the article itself, because I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh no, I didn't get the commenting thing at all. Okay. Well, this is embarrassing. Yep. Okay. Well, I do like the picture though.
Oh,
Of the two hobos.
yes.
That's funny. Okay.
So which one's who?
What do you mean?
Like, was one of them the New York Times?
I actually don't know what they're trying to imply with that, but I think it's funny anyway. I think they're both the New York Times. The New York Times is just, it's a collection of hobos trying to sound intelligent.
Ah.
And you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this segment out of the show. I don't have anything to say about this. This is actually not an interesting story at all. Yeah, I don't know what I meant to clip, but it was not this.
Maybe they changed the story on you, Craig.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Well, Chemslave, do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't. None of these stories seem to be interesting.
How long have we been going for?
Let's see. 22 minutes.
Okay. Well, if I didn't kill off our audience with the hating old ladies thing from that show, I sure as hell killed off our audience by this little mix-up. You know what? Why don't we just quit while we're not ahead? How about that?
Yeah, that might work.
Okay, well, this is embarrassing. Okay, so I realize that there was not much to agree with or disagree with on this show. But if you have anything you want to say to us, please go ahead. Email us. Our email address is feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. And go to justgettingbypodcast.com to find links to shows that were much more interesting than this one. Much better on many, many levels than this one. I'm not going to cut anything out. I'm just going to keep it in here and see what happens. I apologize for that story and for my lack of preparation for that story. Chemslave, in the future, we might have to scrap the technology show if we can't get enough stories to talk about.
We might have to make it another Anything Goes Day.
Well, what we could do is we could start thinking about specials.
Oh yeah, because Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, we could start sp sprinkling those throughout the end of December. I can't imagine we'd have any technology stories then. So we could do
Other
almost.
than maybe like a shopping list of things people might think
Oh!
they might enjoy.
Oh, that's good. Santa's shopping list. We could do that. Yeah.
No, I'm more like, hey, parents, this is what you can get your kids.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know what? We should talk about that. God knows we have the time. We should talk about that when we stop recording. All right, so like I said, email us at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. And please, if you run the people that subscribe to us, please don't unsubscribe. I promise you that you will have a better show next week. I promise.
Hopefully.
I swear to you. Yes, hopefully. All right. Well, Chemslave, it's been a fun week, I guess. And Let's try to find more stories for next Friday. How about that?
Yes.
All right. Have a good week.
Adios, Mopo.
Yeah.